I actually love just on that stretch of road there myself. For people who's not familiar, it's just right at the GAA club in Burt there. There's a few islands in the centre of the road, but you see, the problem is, Greg, it's still a 100-kilometre road in a built-up area with busy junctions, and then you've got a lot of businesses on the road. The GAA clubs, I suppose, is very busy as well. The islands, Greg, seems to be causing more of a problem than they're benefiting because of the speed of the road. There's another problem with one of the islands, and a lot of our people that lives around there, it's in the wrong spot, because if you're coming from the Bridgend area and you want to turn into the GAA club, people that's not familiar with it turns in too soon, then they're stuck in the centre of the road and the island's in their way. They have to go back out onto the fast lane to get around the island. I live right just at the junction. Nearly every week I've seen near misses, smashes, people blowing horns at one another because, you know, it's just everybody's going too fast, too. Like, you can't blame people for going too fast, Greg, because, like, at the end of the day, they're driving at the speed limit. They're not doing anything wrong. When you hear the screeching and the horns, you just be waiting for something, you know, for that news to come through that one of them wains has got knocked down or something. You're just thinking, what is it going to take for somebody just to say, right, this needs to be looked at. Let's make a plan and see what we can come up with. Since the islands went in, Greg, I think it's actually got worse. There's actually been more accidents since the islands was installed years ago. Like, I think what we need to do now, Greg, maybe a lot of us residents maybe need to get together and try and put a wee bit of pressure on the councillors. We have to start somewhere and put a bit of pressure on them, and maybe it'll lead to something.